Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, week number 150. This is where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you get the chance to write your own story on that topic. Then at the end of the week, I gather all these up, and then, well, you're doing what you're doing now, listening. I mean, what else are you doing? Laundry? Firing a rocket at the moon? No, you're listening to this podcast, and hopefully with great enjoyment. Anyway, the topic this week was Just Let Me Touch It. And there were a bunch of stories that came in. The winner of last week's weekly challenge goes first this week, and that's Tom. Congratulations, Tom. You can find out more about Tom's efforts at, well, go to the links in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There, you'll be able to see the text of all the stories and vote on your favorites. But before you vote on your favorites, you might want to listen to all the stories. I mean, that's only fair, right? Oh, well. Here's Tom and his story. Enjoy.
Hello, night people. Tom here.
Lawrence, there is a new URL specifically for this story. It is a Swahili to English dictionary website. It might come in handy if someone wants to check out what the words mean. Tonight's story is called Don't Show Him Yours Until He Shows You His. The light chocolate-brown horizon was broken by a single tall akasai. The sun rose brightly over the savannah, over the Kasais. It was here Yajoba Nzimba stood gazing at the bloody work of her brother Agun. He dropped the impala with a single blow. A hunter at last, he thought.
To a kakada mina chikasawa,
implored Yamoja. Agun ignored her until he heard her draw her knife.
Chika,
whispered Yamoja.
Mia, cursed Agun. Toma vakuto.
Inid mabo, inid bula, ama piano,
inquired Yamoja.
Padamati.
And up the acacia they scrambled. They washed sadly as the vakuto consumed the shwala.
Ha 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 ha! Oh, you don't hear that. Oh, you don't hear that many Swahili jokes nowadays, but man, That one busts me up each and every time I hear it. Thank you, Tom. The link to the Swahili to English dictionary for you people who aren't fluent in Swahili. Oh, man. This is a knee slapper. Anyway, that link is going to be in the show notes along with Tom's story. So you can piece it together. And, oh, man, you're going to be busting up before you get done with the first sentence. This one's a gut buster. Also, the link to Tom's site is going to be in the poll. You can vote for your favorites, but once again, wait until you've listened to all the stories before you choose your favorites. And let's see how Tom stacks up against the rest of the field this week. First up is Anima Zabaleta, who, despite her rush out of town, she recorded this just for you.
Hello, it's Anima. With my submission for Weekly Challenge 150, titled Frida's Butterfly. Belated thanks to Ari Gaffer for his help in the last several stories. And thanks to Guy David, who provided this music. You know how they say you should trust your inner voice? What do you do when it mutters foreign gibberish?
Ay, caramba! Déjame tocarlo.
I ransack my brains for the dregs of my college Spanish to figure out what I'm saying.
Just let me touch it.
Worse? We start to argue. No, that is not a good idea.
¿Por qué no? ¿Eres tan miedoso? Scaredy pants.
That did it. I reach out my hand, touching the bushy caterpillar of Frida Kahlo's eyebrow. Immediately, it transforms into a vivid blue butterfly and flutters away. Damn! That's good mezcal. Self, pour another round.
Thank you, Anima, and thank you, Frida Kahlo, for bringing to the world those marvelous eyebrow. Next up, well, they need no introduction. That's right. It's Guy David. He did the music for, let's see, the beginning of this podcast, the end of it, and Anima's story, and also this piece that you're about to hear. You can also check out Guy David's music downloads, and I am going to mention the URL here. It's at music.guydavid.com. And these are really good, and I'm going to be going back through them and playing around with the tracks that I use for the weekly shows, the ones that I do during the week. And I'm going to mix it up a little, so we'll see what we come up with. I know, I've been saying that forever. But this time I'm going to do it. I promise. I'll do it. Here's Guy David's story for your enjoyment.
Hi there, and welcome to weekly challenge number 150. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where delicate experiments are conducted in order to determine if olive loaf and cat connect correctly. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now, here is my story for this week's topic, which is Just Let Me Touch It. Enjoy! But can you do it? I ask, eyeing him suspiciously. I never liked those federal types. I always suspected them of being oblivious of the consequences. Nothing to it, said the man in the black overcoat. I checked my watch. It was nearly time now. Just let me touch it one last time, I asked. Sure, he said. Just don't break it. The pterospondylus egg lay before me. I touched it gently. Then they took it and rolled it into the incubator. As I watched the egg in the incubator, I envisioned a future where flying dinosaurs grace our skies.
Thank you, Guy. Although, come on, everybody knows that cat and olive loaf don't connect. I tried giving Nardo olive loaf and, well, let's just say it's probably the first food ever he's turned his nose up from and run. Next up is Ashley. Now, Ashley has some sweet things to say in email, but I'm going to keep them private. Okay, he didn't really say much. But anyway, here is Ashley and his story.
Hi, everybody. This is Ashley. And my 100-word submission for number 150, Just Let Me Touch It, is titled Roadkill. The car swerved violently to miss the animal. No such luck. Both mother and daughter went to have a look. Mommy, is it dead? Can I touch it, please? Begged the little girl. No, just look at that thing, all gray and scaly. We don't know where it's been. Suddenly, a bright beam knocked them both unconscious. A large and small alien exited a spaceship, hissing back and forth. Translation.
May I examine with tactile function, or procure one?
Queried the small alien.
Negative. Return to the vessel. They will recover shortly. I must decontaminate your sibling prior to retrieval.
Hey, thank you, Ashley. Aren't families great? Aw, they're the best. Next up is Jeffrey Height of the Great Heights podcast. I put some information in the show notes about the fact that he also calls for submissions where 100 words is just the beginning. However, around here, 100 words is all you get. And that's gonna be what you live with. Please. More than 100 words? You're talking loco, man. Even the Drabblecast has 100-word stories. Well, every now and then. They had two by Mer Lafferty, which were about pies? What the hell kind of drugs is she on? Oh, well. It's not like she's ever going to share. Well, here's Jeffrey Haidt and his story.
All right. I need a full report. What happened here?
Well, sir, I'm not quite sure, but the basics...
Just tell me what happened, Private. The world is in ruins, and it started in this room.
Well, sir, there was this little kid.
A little kid?
Yeah, she was running around and asking about everything.
A little kid. Here.
Bring your child to work day. Well, she just kept saying she just wanted to touch the button. We didn't think we'd do anything since you have to push both.
Didn't you read the memo about the safeties being removed?
Ha 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 ha. That's right. He didn't record it, so we left it up to the midget. That's how we do things here at 100 Word Stories. You don't hear midgets recording stories for other podcasts, do you? No. No, you don't. Here we go with Almo Schumann. If you thought the midget was funny just now, I think you're going to enjoy this. Almo, here come the midget with your story.
God gave Adam and Eve the guided tour of the Garden of Eden. Look, God said, the ground rules are simple. Eat anything you want, all you want without guilt, except for the stuff on this tree. God pointed at the tree of knowledge. Adam and Eve's eyes got big. Hey, listen up, God said, raising his voice. Even the chimps can follow this rule.
Just let me touch it,
Adam said, and began to move his finger closer and closer to the forbidden fruit. Adam, don't be a putz, God said, and smacked Adam's hand away. He saw this would not be good.
That's right, a midget pretending to be God in a 100-word story. Does it get any weirder than that? I don't think so, but thank you, Almo, for giving this audience the opportunity to enjoy that craziness. Actually, it ended kind of good. Next up is Michael. That's right. Which Michael? Come on. Only one showed up this week. You know which one. The one who made this story. Here, I'm going to share it with you, and you're going to go, oh, wow, it's Michael. And then we're just here. You got to hear this.
Hello, this is Michael with my weekly submission. I call this H2O. If you just let me touch it and hold it, I know I can make it smaller, and it won't be hard anymore. She acts like she knows everything. She pulls this little prank every time there's a crowd. To hell with her. I'll go along one more time. I reach down into my cup and grab the biggest one I can find. But I ask you, what's so damn magical about holding an ice cube until it melts?
Ice cube. I have a cup full. Whoa. Whoa, all the ice cubes melt. I just got back from Watchmen, the movie. I enjoyed it a lot, but it was $7.50 for the movie. This was a matinee, $7.50. And this gigantic cup with a refill, plus the gigantic popcorn with a refill, grand total of $21 for all of that. And they wonder why people go to freaking stores and pick up the DVD. What? You know, I know it's a faltering economy, but the last thing that you do is raise your prices for a bunch of spoiled Hollywood pains in the asses. I know it costs more and more and more for effects, but you know what? The technology is getting better and better, and it's supposed to be in the hands of people. We're just going to start generating our own content. Well, we already do with Hulu and YouTube and all those other things, and everyone's doing their own stuff. Yeah, folks, generating your own content and enjoyment and entertainment, I should start doing that. Next up the bat. Whoa, she's back. It's Linda. The midget is not going to read for her, though. She decided to put on a hazmat suit and record this just for you.
Hey, everyone. It's Linda from ClickYourPepperSpray.blogspot.com. And I'm almost sad I don't sound like I've been smoking bourbon nonstop this week because I think it would have aided my offering for this week's challenge. I was really impressed with the midget who looked for me last week, though. I'm wearing his blouse to read this. I hope it can capture the mojo. Anyway, happy 150, and here's why you should never let anyone charm you with the words, just let me touch it. Just let me touch it, you said. It's so cute, you said. I'll be really careful, you said. Back in my day, bombs had biscuit painted on them. Tigers, sharks, naked boards, things with teeth. You can insult the bastards we were gonna kill. None of this cheesy pastel, non-threatening shit like big-eyed bunnies and feezies.
Have a nice afterlife.
Can't have menacing looking these kinds of beings. Bombs are bombs, Jenkins. Triggers and wires and death. Totally non-huggable. I hope you're happy. Oh, that's right, you fried to a crisp. Where the hell is my leg?
Thank you, Linda. By the way, if you had difficulty understanding that, check the show notes. And, Linda, if you could toss me a note, what kind of equipment you're using to record, maybe there's a way that we can get you to record this in a way that is a little clearer. I mean, sometimes I use Utterly to record myself on the phone, and there are all sorts of other ways. Then there are some online recording methods as well. We'll work it out. Next up is Norval Joe. That's right, Norval Joe. Oh, I remember the day when Norval Joe used to send me all sorts of crazy stuff through catalog sales. There was this time... Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to talk about that. Okay, well, there was this other time that... Oh, hold on. No, that wasn't him. That was someone else. That was Ellison. Anyway, I'm going to look back through my notes and see what Norval Joe actually did. You enjoy his story here.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 150, Just Let Me Touch It. Approaching the shop, he knew that the object was inside. Its power drew him, and he knew, once inside, his time was limited. He greeted the shopkeeper behind the workbench. "You have a device, small, green, with runic script across it?" Surprised, he answered, "Yes," and produced it from a cabinet. "May I hold it?" he asked. "It's been in my family for centuries," the shopkeeper replied, hesitating. "Just let me touch it!" he nearly screamed in desperation. Stepping back, the shopkeeper cowered. He knew that he had lost his one chance as he felt his body becoming less substantial. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Ah, yes, that lovely harmonica. I love it. They have mouth harps. They make the heart go fonder. I have a question, folks. The topics that I select for each week are based on the winner of the previous week. However, I've thought about changing that out to give everybody an equal chance. Here's my thought. I would take the topics for the next week, and I'd put them on slips of paper and randomly draw them. How does that sound? Or should I just stick to the winner gets to choose? You'll get to decide. Put your thoughts in the show notes. This'll give Planet Z a chance to come up with more, I guess. You fools who keep voting for that crackpot. Don't worry, he's gonna be last. You can count on it. Until then, here's Justin the Space Turtle. Now, Justin, you sent me the old URL. I had to go and change it to the new URL. You make me do work. All I want to do is copy-paste, drag-and-drop, copy-paste, and blither for a bit. And you're making me work at this? Oh, come on. I need an assistant. Well, an assistant other than the midget. But I need an assistant now. Oh, God, this is so tiring here. You listen to Justin's story while I take a nap.
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here with my 100-word story. The topic is something about Can I Touch It? And my story is called It Can Never Be Undone. Please, can I touch it just once? Timmy's father shook his head gravely.
It mustn't ever be opened. To avoid temptation, you mustn't touch it.
Timmy kept staring.
Pay it no mind. We must guard it, but we needn't stare at it.
His father slept. Timmy stared at it, then touched it.
Open me.
The voice was so beautiful he couldn't resist. He flipped the lid off the Pandora Ingalls cylinder. A hollow echo sounded as potato crisps of burdensome labor, ill, and disease escaped. His father awoke.
What have you done? Once you pop, the evil don't stop!
Thank you, Justin. I was actually thinking about doing something in the same lines. But then Planet Z tapped me on the shoulder and said,
No, you will play this instead.
But I'm not going to play it just yet, because we actually have someone coming back from long, long ago. That's right, it's Sojant. Sojant Harrop. And he has a story for you. He thought about not sharing this with you, but Radar convinced him to do it, and well, here he is.
Hello, this is Sojant, and amazingly enough, I am back for weekly challenge number 150. My thanks to Kimi for inspiring a portion of this submission.
Can I touch it, huh? Can I? Please let me touch it. I want to touch it. Can I, please? You never let me touch it. I want to touch it. Can I touch it? Please let me touch it. I just want to touch it once. Please, 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 can I touch it? I don't like you, you're mean, you never let me touch it. All I want to do is touch it. I won't hurt it, please let me touch it.
But Willie ain't got no hands.
Just let me touch it, please.
Thank you, Sojant. And also thank you to Kimi for inspiring him to come back and be a part of us, part of the family. Consider yourself at home, consider yourself part of the family. you know what's going to be great? Beth, if she goes to Atlanta like she's supposed to and she swings through here, just hanging out with Beth and great, that'll just... how many months is that? It's going to be like in a month or two? You know I'm going to take time off. Speaking of taking time off, I'm going to just step back and let the mad bard of Planet Z infest your brain.
Slip the surly bonds of Earth, President Reagan said, and touch the face of God. That was my father up there, the whole world watching him die. It has taken me years, but I'm ready to go to space, to ascend to the heavens, and touch that face. Can I touch it? Will I reach where my father before me failed? Will my own son watch my demise among the clouds, luring him into the sky as my father did to me? Just let me touch it, and wipe away that final tear forever from my own face.
Folks, that's it for this week. We'll play challenge number 150 with the tagline of Just Let Me Touch It. You can check out all the text of the series in the show notes at podcast.com, where you're also going to see there's going to be a list of the links to everybody's pages, as well as, that's right, the ability to vote for your favorites. That's favorites, in case there's more than one that you liked, or more than one that you disliked and you want to show up everybody who you don't like. I don't mean to vote for them instead of you. Dwell with such kind of hatred. I mean, come on. And also, when you mention this podcast in your own, be sure to point out and say, hey, I appeared in this one. I appeared here, you know. Just on my radar, okay? Hey, look how good I sounded. Ooh, that was great. Please, even when I close your mouth, pimp all your own stuff in these things. Shameless self-promotion is the name of the game. I mean, somebody's going to go and say, oh, well, they were great in this one. Oh, selflessness, shamelessness, no, come on, live a little, enjoy. Remember that Guy David did the music for the beginning, the ending, those two pieces, and his stuff is up at music.guydavid.com, and I'm downloading it now to figure out how I can use it, and you should too. And then listen to all of it all the way through. Don't sleep. And then think of what it inspires. It'll wind up being your next ringtone for all I know. And drop him a few bucks. I don't accept any money for this. No, send it all to him. Anything that you would tip me for, send it to him. Until then, well, there's going to be another weekly challenge coming right on up. Once a week. Well, except when there's a hurricane. I was going to do one that week. I just didn't have it in me. Oh, well. The three-year anniversary of this is coming up, too. Now, 3 years of the weekly challenge. You know, the 100-word stories, it's almost been around for 4 years. That's coming up in the end of May. We'll figure something special to do for that. Until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for sending your stories in. Thank you for all the lovely comments and emails and where the hell the podcast is at. And remember, as always, keep it brief. Closing.